Music from Rick Barron, his song Witness. 12 and a half minutes now after the hour on this Friday morning. So almost, you know, Dr. Don standing by here. I almost thought it was Monday, but no, it's a Friday. Different day for Dr. Don, and we're glad to have him back. And Dr. Don Clark from Creation Moments, our resident, our one and only biochemist on the staff here at Broken Road Radio. Don, is it good to be home back in Texas from Nashville?
Oh, it is. Yes, we enjoyed our time in Nashville. The NRB was quite enjoyable. Had many good speakers, many good programs, very inspirational. But it is good to be back. Well, it's amazing how standing around for almost 12 hours really tires you out.
Well, so. You know, I remember I've done so many trade shows and things in my time. Different kinds of shows, Minnesota broadcasters and trade shows. It's like I never want to see another one. But I'm thinking the NRB might be a little bit different. I mean, there's some meat there. And it's not a matter of making contacts and selling stuff. It's about learning stuff and growing. So I'm sure it was a rewarding stay for you. But good to have you back. And we're talking this morning, actually, Heike Dodge, and listeners may remember Heike, who was with us a couple of weeks ago. She is the young woman in Little Falls, Minnesota, who has three kids and two foster kids and a small farm and helps run two businesses. A busy lady, had some interesting perspectives on organic farming and family farming. And she passed along this note to us. It really, I'm taking it as a warning. This kind of surprised me. It's what it is. It has to do with a petition filed with the Food and Drug Administration by the International Dairy Foods Association and by the National Milk Producers Federation, seeking to change the definition of milk so that chemical sweeteners like aspartame and sucralose can be used as optional ingredients not listed on the product label. Don, this seems like an odd move. What's behind this?
Well, obviously, the milk suppliers don't, I mean, still want to sell milk, but it's also, they give the reason as they want to sweeten the milk with artificial sweeteners so it'll be more appealing to kids. So obviously they milk, but at the same time, they don't want to alarm us as consumers that there might be something in the milk that is not good for us. So it's kind of like the genetically modified products in the labeling or the non-labeling there. The milk industry now wants to do that with the artificial sweeteners.
You know, I get this idea of a salesman for the aspartame company, Aspartame International, who made an appointment with the president and CEO of the National Dairy Foods Association, walked into his office and said, "Have I got an idea for you? And this will sell milk to kids like you wouldn't believe. I think you should buy a lot of aspartame from us." And it seems like there's an economic aspect to this that has nothing to do with milk or health or nutrition.
Oh, well, yeah, for sure there is. As with many of these things, of course, there's a big economic component. Now, I don't know exactly what their plans are, I mean, if you make chocolate milk, you're going to have sugar in it anyway. And so maybe they're saying one aspect of it is that, well, we'll make chocolate milk and we'll put a thing in there instead of sugar, and that should be, healthier, in quote, for the kids. That way they don't get as much sugar. Unfortunately, sweeteners aren't benign substances on their own right, so that's going to cause problems down the road.
Well, they're already using sugar and high fructose corn syrup in these other sweetened or flavored milk products, and I suppose the idea that really bothers me here is changing the definition of milk, and I think I understand the technicality of that. It'll get around other regulations without changing those regulations. But it's a perversion of the language, and that degrades so many things around us these days. In faith, in churches and religions, it's a debasement of language when you attack the very definition. The definition of marriage, you know, to me has always been a man and a woman. Now it's just a general partnership between two people. They've changed the definition, or tried to. How can you do that? I mean, why not just go in and say let's put aspartame and not label it? What do you think, FDA? See what I'm getting at there?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That's the reason we have big government, is so we can change language to so that the hoi polloi, the common people, are who are too slow witted to think about what's actually going on, and that is the progressive's number one aim, to change either the frame of the argument or the definition of the terms. Now, the term progressive now is much more in fashion because people didn't like to be called liberals. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of disappeared. So there's been a very serious effort to change the word, to change the term of those people who want big government and oppressive government and, and handouts and all the rest of it, to progressives. Mm-hmm. Look at the change of the word gay.
To
refer to somebody called homosexual.
Yeah, I think we should claim that word back. We should.
Well, I've taken it back. We've taken it back here. I don't know. I'm not sure why you're not on board with this yet, Jim. But and I've got a small form for you to fill out and send me $10, and you can be a part of the movement.
An entrepreneur. Milk comes from cows. That's milk that comes out of the cow. When you add stuff to it, it's milk plus. Now they want to say, no, that's what milk is. Wonder what they'll call the stuff that comes straight out of the cow.
Well, according to the article, it says you can still label products called milk if they're unsweetened or contain sweeteners with calories that add calories.
Yeah.
Now what they want to do is change the definition of milk so they can add sweeteners that don't have calories.
Mm-hmm. And this is the kind of stuff they put in soft drinks.
Yeah. That's nothing new, and the key to the whole process is in the second paragraph. Currently, milk consumption is dropping among both children and adults. This is all marketing.
I didn't know that.
Well, it has nothing to do with. Yeah, this had nothing to do with making it healthy for you. Now there are healthier choices if they want to add sweeteners to milk. There are four natural sweeteners that would increase the sweetness of milk like it's going out of style, but they're natural. And they have no chemical byproducts, and they don't wreck your liver over time. And
but they're probably more expensive, huh?
I don't know that anybody's selling them. Mm-hmm. There's one that's called the stevia plant. It's native to South America, and as soon as we've mentioned it now, so now we'll have the International Stevia Corporation will start up production in a minute.
I already use some of that. I'm familiar with it. It's not bad stuff, and it's an organic, natural kind of product.
Yeah. It's 300 times sweeter than sugar.
And aspartame, they say, is 200 times sweeter, I think I read. That stuff tastes terrible over time. Yeah.
And it tastes awful, and it'll, over time, there are studies that show it'll ruin your liver.
Hmm.
And I only have the one liver, and... Mm-hmm. I usually like to have it on. We have ours on Monday with onions.
Thank you, David.
I digress.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
So that's what Ruman's done.
Well, yes. Going back to your question.
That's what rumination is, Don. Don't try this at home.
Mm-hmm. Don, okay. What's your opinion of artificial sweeteners?
I beg your pardon.
You're in the biochemistry business. What's your opinion of artificial sweeteners? Good ones, bad ones, healthy ones, unhealthy ones? What do you think?
Well, yes. I mean, when the artificial sweeteners first came out, of course, you can only do limited studies, and you can pick and choose what your studies are. And it said that all these artificial sweeteners in the short term don't seem to be doing any harm to people, but as life goes on and as we gather more data, it seems that artificial sweeteners are causing problems for people in many different areas. I'll just name a few, and then we can talk about them. There's a higher risk of type 2 diabetes that's been reported for these artificial sweeteners, for people who are drinking soft drinks with artificial sweeteners in them. There is a link to depression in folks that drink a lot of sodas, in particular with artificial sweeteners in them, the same type of sweeteners that they want to use for the milk products. There's heart attacks and strokes have been reported, kidney trouble, preterm deliveries of babies for mothers who've drank artificial sweetener drinks. Interesting enough, I mean, most people drink these artificial sweetened drinks as a form of weight control. They're now finding that people that do that actually gain weight instead of losing weight. And so you have all of these negative side effects with these artificial sweeteners. And you kind of shake your head and say, well, why would you get diabetes? Or why would there be weight gain, with these artificial sweeteners? Shouldn't you just have the opposite effect? Because we're not taking in sugar. And a high sugar load, we know, can cause type 2 diabetes. But as a biochemist, it tells me that these artificial sweeteners are triggering the same biochemical mechanisms in the cells. That is, they're sweet. I mean, they taste sweet. Mm-hmm. They're obviously binding to the same receptor sites on the cells as sugar does. And so you're stimulating the same biochemical mechanisms within the cell. And in this case, I haven't seen any research on this, but my supposition would be that, gee, if you're binding the sites, that you are triggering the same mechanisms within the cell. And in this case, for the type 2 diabetes or for the weight gain, the cells are actually probably prompting the body to produce insulin, and it's that factor that's probably causing the type 2 diabetes, and an increase of insulin is probably making people hungrier on these artificial sweeteners, so they're probably going around and nibbling on other things in order to satisfy their hunger cravings. Mm-hmm. So it's easy to understand why we would have those two problems. The liver, the kidney problems. Well, your kidneys, for example, are the filters of your blood. So the kidneys have to work harder to artificial compounds from your body, and so one would anticipate that, for example, that kidneys might have a problem with this, especially if you're flooding them with a compound that's not supposed to be there.
Hmm. And of course, the other consideration is somebody might be thinking, well, I don't drink a whole lot of soda. But if you look at the range of products that you find these things in, and then add all that up together, you may indeed be taking in significant amounts of aspartame or sucralose or whatever the artificial sweetener happens to be. And I guess those are the two big ones. One used to be, aspartame used to be called NutraSweet in years gone by. And now if you look at the ingredients, you see it in so many things, including these little extra flavor bottles that you can buy in stores. It's aspartame that's in there. I tried that. What a neat idea. I can just take sparkling water and add just a touch of taste to it. You know, I can pick my own. But then I discovered that there's aspartame in there, and the taste is anything but good.
If you're not used to the artificial sweetener taste, the aftertaste is horrible.
Yeah,
I mean
it's awful.
So why not use a natural one? Why isn't there a rush to use this stevia? I guess it's got a T in it.
Stevia. That's a good question, and the only answer that I can figure out, because they are using it in Europe, for example, countries, it is not an unknown product, and you don't have to go to your health food stores in order to get it like you do here. Mm-hmm. It must be, you know, far more expensive. I mean, a chemical, you know, a synthetic chemical compound you can synthesize, you can make a buns of relatively cheaply, but if you have to extract it from a plant, for example, in this case, then you're going to be probably using solvents in order to do that. It's a process. You got to get a lot of stevia, and it would be, my guess is it's a lot more expensive. Now, if people are you know, truly interested in not having the natural sugar, but having the artificial, you know, having the sugar taste, it would seem to me that the extra cost, the added stevia, would be a plus. And I think that these, you know, the manufacturers of both foods, because so you got the problem as soft drinks, and now we're looking at, you know, potentially this problem in milk. It would seem to me that if the manufacturers would say that this is artificially sweetened with stevia, their products will probably fly off the shelf. I mean, it's like if you try to buy a soft drink today that has just pure cane sugar in it, as opposed to an artificial, as opposed to high fructose corn syrup, which is another another product that causes major health problems. They're difficult to find, but if you search, you know, if you go into a Quick Stop, for example, and look for a soft drink that you're interested in, and you find one that says, you know, made with pure cane sugar, I personally would rather buy that one than the one that has the high fructose corn syrup. Now, they both have a lot of sugar in them, but the one is a natural, well, they're both natural sugars, but the one is made with glucose with that came out of the, or the, that came out of the cane sugar, and has better effects for your body than it does than the other one, the high fructose corn syrup.
Well, I know stevia is commonly available in grocery stores now. It's usually a small spot on the shelf, and I don't know off the top of my head how it compares in price with sugar. But you can buy a container of it in just like a sugar bowl on your table.
Container of what?
Stevia.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, we've got one sitting up in the kitchen right now,
and it's in powdered form.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay.
So I'm thinking it's an industry that needs a push here in this country. I'm not aware of how it's doing in Europe, but it's here, and they'd like to crack the market. And what a great chance for a company like, if you got a sweetened milk, you know, why not do it the natural way? I mean, that's a primary appeal of milk is the wholesomeness of it, and why do you want to pollute that with artificial sweeteners? Somebody's got to do some thinking here, some rethinking maybe. People with a comment on this can still go to the FDA and file a comment on this petition, and there's a link to it right off this article. Later when we post this conversation on our website, I'll have a link to the article for you. So you can review the article and then even go over to the FDA website and make comment on this. So what they want to do is change the definition of milk so that chemical sweeteners like aspartame and sucralose can be used as optional ingredients not listed on the product label. And I guess, you know, I don't want to mess with their business. If they really want artificial sweeteners, okay, but the idea of not labeling it as such really does not sit well with me.
Yeah, and it doesn't sit well with me either. It's like, okay, the industry is going to deceive us again, like they did with the GMO, and then like they're trying to do now with the milk. And all I have to say, we are certainly living in the age of deception. And
good phrasing. Yeah.
It is permeating every aspect of our lives, and as you know, as consumers, we need to be very diligent about doing research on various products, and you know, doing our best to you know, fight against this type of stuff, because not allowing us to make educated decisions about the products that we buy, that's not only shameful, and in many cases they're doing it because these products in the long run start harming people.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, on the article there's also a link that lets you comment to the FDA and the dairy industry. You know, I would just love it if people hopped on there and said, be honest with us, put on the label what you got in the product. And, if the word stevia was there, you might be a leg up on the rest of the world. So anyway, there's a couple of thoughts for people. Don, it's good to have you back. Missed you on Monday. And we had some technical problems again today. A lot of, drops in the conversation, and I hope that doesn't dissuade people from listening to the podcast later on. But we'll put that up on the website, be up there in sometime this afternoon, and you can check out these links and maybe register your thoughts with the FDA and with the dairy industry as well. Don Clark from Garden Valley, Texas, a member of Creation Moments, the board there. What's going on there? Anything new from Creation Moments these days?
We're trying to put together, and you're involved with this, we're trying to put together the 10 best programs from last year.
Oh, yeah, and I've done some work on that.
We're doing that. We are continuing with a 1-minute format for the Creation Moments. Mm-hmm. We've gotten some programs for that, and I think within the next couple of months, we should be offering them to radio stations for them to try out and see how the younger folks. It's really designed for a younger audience, mm-hmm. as opposed to the more mature audience that mm-hmm. normally listens to talk radio, mm-hmm. to catch their attention and for them to have an aha moment and say, aha, maybe everything isn't evolution, and maybe there is something to this creation.
Well, Obi-Wan, sir, are you up for a major award?
Are we up for a major reward?
I was talking to Jim. Obi-Wan, sir, are you up for a major award?
Not to my knowledge, no. Although I'm going to make Cincinnati chili tonight, and the family particularly loves that. And
there you go.
They could toast me maybe around the table tonight. So.
Okay.
That's the limit of my award.
I heard Don say you're involved, and I was just curious about,
we're sorting through the podcasts of our conversations with Don and picking out the best 10 or 12, and then I'll submit that to Creation Moments, and they can decide what they like, and then they can do what they're going to do with it. And it's nice to, because our conversations here have attracted a lot of folks, especially for podcasts, not so much for live, but a lot of folks coming to the website and looking up what Dr. Don has to say, particularly anytime we talk about genetically engineered foods, that seems to prompt quite a response. So there's a lot of interest out there. And I'm glad that we're able to contribute to the discussion on this whole thing. Don, glad you're home safely. We'll look forward to a conversation with you on Monday. And I'm thinking we're going to kind of pick up the thread on genetically engineered foods and all the money and influence that's being peddled by the chemical companies. We got some new information on that, and we'll look forward to a conversation with you on Monday.
All right. Well, that sounds good. I'm going to Monday morning. I'm going to be in Austin on Monday, but we will try it from the hotel to see if this will work, and maybe we can sign on a little bit earlier.
so we don't have to.
cause problems with the listening audience, but I'll be in Austin Monday morning. I'm going with my son. It's a father and son outing.
Good.
With my son to a gaming conference.
Oh.
Really? Really? Yes. Are you really? What fun.
Have a good time. Thanks, Don.
Oh, that'll be a good time.
Music from Fleet Foxes.